Well, hello, preciouses. That's the thing I made to sort of suck all the hot air in, or all the hot air out at night, so the cool night air comes in. And this is the other part of it, you know. So, yeah. That's, you can snort air, you know, when it's 30 fucking something degrees. 39 degrees, 42, 43, 44 degrees Celsius during the day. You know, and it gets down to say 22, 24, 18, 16 degrees Celsius at night. It's just been, you know, the sucking the hot air out and the cool air in, you know. So, yeah, it's a huge help. So, this is me and my, I'm in the shower video for a long time. But here's Jack. Oh, Jack, look at this, Jack. Jack. Hello. Oh, look at your ass. Come on. So, yeah. I haven't done a I'm in the shower video for a long time, but it's been really fucking hot, you know. Hot and humid. Yeah, so it's been sort of and that there's a core flute panel that blocks the hot air from blowing in under certain conditions, the wind from certain directions and certain speeds and all that sort of shit, that can blow the really hot air from up inside the ceiling, from up inside the roof, down into the fucking thing. But, yeah. Yeah, that should ease the noise on that a bit. Trying to have a shower. Basically, I went to sort of bed at I don't know, I think about 11-ish. And bloody had about 4 hours of decent sleep. And it might have been a bit of fucking
it might have been a bit of fucking sleep apnea or something. But I sort of woke up at, you know, in a slightly odd position at around 3, just before 3 a.m. and going, you know. And what I do is I, when I'm in bed, I turn on recordings that are worth listening to. And so when I come to, it's usually something really profound that I'm listening to is playing. And the bit on Mac Tygan, you know, it's not that these people are forgotten, but it's just part of, I guess it's just all part of humanity, and I haven't spoken about it for a while. You got that motherfucking Jew-ass kisser called Dutton and the rest of the cretins that have tried to murder everybody in this nation by lethal injection. And the bit that was playing as I was sort of coming out of sleep was how that they went and forcibly injected all these fucking abos in Central Australia, you know, in the middle of all these little remote communities. They went from door to door, the police and the bloody medical teams, pumping them up with this set of shit. And now the vaccine isn't a vaccine, it's a bioweapon. It's designed to kill, cripple, maim. And the fucking cops and the medical teams that went and did that should be strung up and murdered, you know what I mean? Tried and hung. They're crimes against, you know. Just treason, you know, murder. Mass murder. And I haven't seen them in any of them in a while. A few of the sort of prominent abos who I was thinking of. But there was one, I think his name, they called him Uncle Gavin. Either an elder amongst the community, rah, 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 rah. And 3 months later, he was dead. Oh, Uncle Gavin, you know, he's getting his, protect him from COVID. Oh, here, have this, Uncle Gavin, and then fucking 3 months later, he's dead, you know. So here we have these cunts. Here we have, oh God. Yeah, so here we have these fucking cunts. Since they're all Jew-owned, the Jew-owned media, the Jew-owned parliamentarians, the Jew-owned, you know, companies that are making all this fucking shit. They're all profiting off the murder of Australians and people around the world. And, you know, I'm not one to say, you know, oh, the cause of the Yabos is, you know, oh my God, when somebody think of the Yabos, you know. They were fucking conned badly, you know. And you know, and a lot of them have died from these, from this fucking death shot. You know, so that's a little bit I was listening, that was that little bit of that recording that came up when I came out of the sleep. The forcible injection of the Yabos, you know. You know. I thought I haven't spoken on that in a while, I haven't posted anything. Yeah. So in part, and people often say to me, Shane, why do you have such extraordinarily beautiful skin? And so this is a bit, it's just used for the face, you know. I'll scrub the toilet and then me face and we'll both be clean. No, you know. But if you get the ones, the non-scratching ones, and if you only use them a little bit, you know, the non-scratching kind of softer scouring pads, Well, the first thing is, if you rinse them out after you use them, they don't rot. Secondly, if they're slightly on the harsh to your skin side, you don't have to fucking sit there and go scrub, 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 you know. And as they age and wear, you know, they get softer. So you're basically using a pad of sort of not very abrasive at all. You know, that's what it's like. So that's good. You know, but if you want to have a scrub, you know, soften the skin up on your face. Now, just a bit of water. You know, and the last thing is in a shower. Is that, you know, I haven't cleaned my gut fat, you know. Oh boy. Oh my God, I'm a bit on the fat side. Really? What a surprise, I never noticed. You know, just a wash under that roll of fat. You know, wash around the balls and under the foreskin, you know. Wash my asshole so it shines like the resurrection of Jesus. But the fight, what I'm getting at, is that having that sort of 5 or 10 minutes of sort of, fuck, it's getting a bit cold. That 5 or 10 minutes of shaping the face up, getting the face grease, the oils, the face fat off the fat face, well, or off the whiskers more precisely, that gives time for the hair on the face to soak up water. And when they soak up water, they get soft, instead of being the equivalent of extremely fine strands of copper wire, they get soft. And if you do that before you shave, you know, if the sort of last thing you do before you get out of the shower is shave, first thing you do is you wet your face and wash your hair and all the other bits, and what happens is all the hairs get very soft. This is actually a tiny bit on the blunt side, but that means That means that, I don't know, depending on your personal hygiene habits, but if you say, shave your face, I don't know, every 3 or 4 days, you know. Especially, I like the big disposable, the single use, razors in one sense. Cheap Vic disposables, you know, either single razor or twin blade or something, you know what I mean? But yeah, it means that you can have if you shave your face every, say, 3 or 4 days, it means that and soak your face properly, you know. And what that means is that your razor, you can have a sharp, your blade will like last, say, 3 months, 6 months, maybe 9 months, before it actually does start to get a bit, it's a bit blunt, you know. So that's what, I don't believe in using the word tricks, but an old barber taught me that. That's why, you know, a real barber will put a damp towel over, a damp hot towel over your face, and it's to soften up the whiskers, and it, so it means he doesn't have to resharpen. In the days when they had the straight razors, it means he doesn't have to resharpen his razor all the time. You know, he can go through a few clients, you know, but it also just makes it for a better cut, you know. The hair swells out and it pokes out a bit, has the shave, and then the hair shrinks and dries and pulls back in a little bit, you know. Yeah, so fuck, it's been hot. That's, I guess, you know, the point of complaining is not so much, you know, weather. Weather is highly localized. It tends to be, you know. So when you get down here in southern Australia, where you get, you know, you walk out and it's like 24 degrees in the morning or something, you know, and you think, oh fuck, it's a bit cold, you know. Can do. Yeah, it's all that sort of temperature and humidity and wind speeds and stuff, but yeah. But I've read the reports in Moscow that, you know, because they get to sort of, say, 16 to 18 degrees Celsius, I think is it. I've done all the records, I've looked it all up. And I think their typical sort of hot summer's day is like 18 degrees Celsius, and their winters are like minus fucking 30 or something like that. So when they were on the news was, from Russia was, that all the old people, a lot of old people were dying in the heat wave, and it's not funny, it's just like, that's the sort of relative issue of, how hot is hot, and, we're sort of wailing at, the temperature being, say 42, 44 degrees Celsius is going, fuck, that's hot, and we're complaining that 24 degrees, you kind of got to be fully dressed because it's sort of cold, like a long pants, jeans, boots, t-shirt, and something over that, And those poor cunts in Moscow are just dropping dead. I want to stand up. So those poor cunts in Moscow are dropping dead from a heat stroke. We're going, oh, it's a bit cold. But yeah. So that's the secret of my extraordinarily youthful duty. It's just soap, water, and not very, very, not very abrasive scouring pad and a regular wash, But yeah, that's the, Well, I might end this here, big cow man. All right.